but there are unintended consequences. Sexual assault is usually defined, for example, by American and British authorities, as sexual contact without consent. This means that the gamut runs widely, from groping to the most savage rapes. That can make it hard for those not directly involved to understand the gravity of individual cases. It might even let the most vicious rapists take advantage of a perception that perhaps they committed a lesser crime. And the old words are often the most powerful. Activists have berated newspapers which reported that Jeffrey Epstein, a disgraced and now dead financier, cavorted with underage women. He raped and trafficked teenage girls. Similarly, some want to ditch the term child pornography, since it refers to a heinous criminal enterprise, not consenting performances as in the adult kind. It sometimes seems people cannot talk about sexual violence except in terms adapted from consensual relations. Now feminists are saying, we need to talk about rape, as Deborah Cameron, a linguist, does in a recent post on her blog, Language, a Feminist Guide. Applying the right vocabulary to a crime will not curtail it, but the abstractions and legalese common in the media and politics can drain the task of urgency by making the scourge seem less acute. Just as murder should not be routinely dressed up as homicide, nor torture consigned to the catch-all bin of human rights abuses, so it is with the vocabulary of sexual abuse. It is hard to tackle a problem you are afraid to name.